Welcome to The Buzz. I'm Christopher Conover. This week, we're on the road again, touring the Copper Corridor. Our stop, San Manuel, a former mining town in Pinal County. Mineral extraction has always been big business in Arizona, and few places show that history more than San Manuel. The unincorporated community started as a company town built in the 1950s on a master plan by now well-known developer Del Webb. Jim Miller is the exalted ruler of the local chapter of the Elks Lodge.
The housing was put in by the company, of which it became rentals because they needed a workforce up here. Roads were poor back then in the 50s, and so they needed to get a resource up here to work the mine and keep them in town. Mammoth and Oracle wasn't developing fast enough, and they needed somebody local here to do that.
It was during that time that family ties brought Miller to San Manuel.
My dad's brother worked here. He's the one that set up the railroad here. He was a railroad man out of the back in Superior, Wisconsin, and he actually then come out here, was doing railroading for the magma operation in Superior, Arizona. And then when this town took off, they moved him down here, and he's the one that helped set up the railroad down here with his experience. We came out here to visit him in 56 from Michigan. That's where I was born. And to that end, he told my dad, hey, Bob, you need to come out here. I can get you a job with the mines, and they're paying well and so forth. And it was a new life. And so 57, we bagged up, moved out here. And I've lived in and out of the town, but I've been president in the town, and I've had family in the town since 57. It's a nice community, and I'm coming out of Tucson now. My most recent was down in Tucson, but it feels good to be home. And there's a lot of old relationships up here, friends and people that I grew up with. And that's why I feel like I have a stake in this town, and I want to give back a little bit.
So you came out here in 57. I'm assuming your dad came out to work in the mines.
Correct.
Did you follow him into that?
Yeah, graduating from high school, I went into the service. That was back during NOM. And then when I got out, I immediately went to work for the mines. I worked underground for a few years, and then I worked my way out of underground into the railroad. And then I ultimately, because I had some U of A schooling in programming and stuff, I ultimately ended up at the administration building where I worked in information systems for 23 years.
The Elks have done a lot of projects. I would imagine that picked up after the mine closed more and more because the company wasn't here. Is that a correct assumption?
I think that's true. Before that, when it was company owned, we didn't have Smirk around.
Smirk, as he and other locals call it, is short for the San Manuel Revitalization Coalition, a group that we'll hear from later in the show.
We didn't have some of these other organizations that have stepped in and kind of saw a need to gather people up and take care of things and try to manage the town. We're unincorporated, so as the mining operation vacated, somebody had to step in and fill that role. In transition, they took the rental houses and they sold everything in town, so there's nothing company-owned at this point. It's all privately held now.
And step in is exactly what the Elks Lodge and other organizations around town have done since the mine's last owner, Australian mining company BHP, ceased local operations and sold the properties in 1999.
We take kids that are in need around town and could use some help, families could use some help, and we take them on shopping sprees. And we got a grant to do that of $4,000. We gave $2,000 to the Living Word Chapel for their after-school youth care program. That's up in Oracle. Charity awards, $500 that we had for needy family assistance.
That's just a few of the projects. If we let Miller keep listing Elks projects and grants in San Manuel, we'd need several more minutes.
And then we have for youth miscellaneous awards, we gave over $1,000. And that's to the Future Farmers of America and sponsorship, SMRC programs, soccer shoot, high school graduation.
Marie Roybal's family came to San Manuel at about the same time as Miller's, and she was born in Tiger, a nearby community that was torn down to make way for the open pit mine. She helped put on the Coppertown Car Show for 12 years. She's on the board for the nonprofit that runs the local medical clinic, and she's an officer of the Elks Club.
1955, my family moved here, and I attended the elementary as well as the high school here. I grew up here. It was fun. We played out at night until the mom started screaming. We built forts in the desert. We did all sorts of fun stuff. And then I graduated, went to college, and got married.
She left San Manuel for about 15 years and returned to take over the jewelry store her mother ran.
You could see a change in the community over time. We all knew the mine had a life on it. At some point, it was going to run out of copper. And unfortunately, before they ran out of copper, the mine closed down.
And while she's been able to stay, the loss of population in San Manuel that she saw included her family.
My two daughters went through the school system here, and both of them have grown up and said, we couldn't have grown up in a better place. It was fabulous. And if they had married people that could have brought them back, they would have raised their kids. My grandkids would have been raised here because it's just that kind of a community. The neighbors all look out for each other. We all watch the streets, our houses. If I'm not home and something goes on in the neighborhood, my neighbor calls me.
That's what we keep hearing. We heard it when we were up in Oracle and as we travel through the Copper Corridor, that's what we keep hearing. It's all community.
It
may not be officially incorporated, but it's a community.
Exactly.
How has it survived once the mine closed? Because it was the company town. Obviously, things were going to change.
When the mine closed, the schools experienced what we called a brain drain. So many families left. It hurt the schools tremendously. When the company shut down, we lost students like mad. We lost a lot of our upper scoring students as far as scholastics is concerned. But the athletic program, they kept going. And that, I think that kept the kids tied to the community and kept the parents tied to the community because their kids were there, they were there.
Among the people involved in the high school athletics program is Ernest Ivy, or as the other guests call him, Ernie. He was born and raised in San Manuel and is the head coach of San Manuel's high school football team. He's also the assistant chief for the fire department.
We run about 500 calls a year in town. A lot of it's assisting with medical, of course, fires. We do go help out Oracle and Mammoth when needed. We're not like a big fire department in Tucson, but I got a group of great guys out there. I mean, they work hard and they get to things fast. Some of them actually played for me in football.
It's a good recruiting tool for you for the fire department.
It is, to be honest with you. It really is, because there's not a whole lot of young ones out there that want to do some good hard physical work. You get tired, you get drained, especially through this time of the season. It's hot out.
Yeah, and turnout gear is not cool at all. It might look cool, but it is very warm.
No, and it's not cheap. So we will say that right now. But I believe the fire department started off as the fire brigade for Magma, and then ended up switching. They gave us a district, and the town is our fire district.
I asked him, since he often deals with young people who are getting ready to graduate and decide on a future, what he tells those who are torn about staying in San Manuel or going to find themselves somewhere else.
I believe they should go out and go to school. Get an education, see a little bit of the world. Military is great. A lot of them go to the military. I say you put 4 years in the military, you're going to see the world a little bit. And then afterwards, if you decide to come back, so be it. Come back. I mean, you're still more than welcome. I mean, I love to see kids that I've coached 10 years ago doing well. It makes me happy.
And as we were saying, starting to revitalize here, starting to grow again. So more and more opportunity for those kids maybe who've gone into the military or gone away to school to come back and help with the growth.
Yeah, and it's great. And it has started to grow a little bit. Less for sale signs on houses. But I see it building right now. I see things coming in, opportunities for jobs. That way they don't have to drive an hour.
After talking about young people, our first guest, Jim Miller, wanted to chime in again to express just how important he sees young people are for San Manuel.
They were all a working force, and all the working force had kids. And over the years, that's what kept this thing going, was the young people coming in and working and being active and so forth. And when the mine left, the youth left, the working youth, the young working group. And as a result of that, then we went downhill for a bit while it was trying to figure out who we are, we San Manuel. And the people that are coming in have a stake in the town, and you can see that by the way they're improving their houses, upgrading, painting, mowing the lawn, watering, things like that. And so you can see the transition happening, and I see nothing but positive in the growth spurt of San Manuel.
Those were San Manuel residents Jim Miller, Marie Roybal, and Ernie Ivy. You're listening to The Buzz. I'm Christopher Conover. We're continuing our tour of the Copper Corridor this week, making a stop in San Manuel, Arizona. So what does revitalization look like in San Manuel? Another group working to help the area grow again is the San Manuel Revitalization Coalition. The group places a heavy emphasis on making the community a place where families would be interested in living. Those activities range from public events and gardens to a community center and efforts to make the area more child-friendly. We spoke with Coalition Vice President Donald Birch and Treasurer Lori Smalla.
The San Manuel Revitalization Coalition was formed 4 years ago now?
4 years ago.
And the official mission is that to develop and implement programs to empower individuals, families, and businesses to build sustainability and economic prosperity in San Manuel. Unofficially, we are also here attempting to create events and to bring our community together so that the whole feeling of San Manuel being a small community and trying to develop a little more community-mindedness.
So 1999, it's no longer a company town. Obviously, that's a big change. How successful in 4 years, which I know is a minute in time, have you all been about getting things going again? Obviously, when a company pulls out and literally sells the town, that's a tough ride.
We're really trying to bring some business back into town, and we're working with the programs for the children around here. Give them something to do. So we're striving. In 4 years, I think we've come a good little ways.
What are some of the programs you all are running?
Well, so far, in the last few years, I think that are going to be the staples are a chili cook-off that we have in the spring that just occurred. National Night Out is a evening here coming up in a month or so.
August.
We took over the Coppertown Classic Car Show. And then last year, we just added a craft show that turned out really well. I think they had 20 vendors that showed up for the first one, but all local people. Again, for the kids, and Don heads us up, is the movie night every other week.
Every other Friday,
yes. We have a free movie night at the community center that kids can, and it's usually kids-based movies, that to come and watch on a big screen that we set up.
How's the business community overall? We heard from the last group of folks we were talking to that starting to see more people in town. Maybe there seems to be some growth going on, which means business is probably coming in too.
One of the biggest things I think that San Manuel Revitalization Coalition kind of had a hand in is that the upper arcade that they call, where the Ace Hardware and the post office are currently, sold. And that's been 2 years ago?
Yes.
The people that owned it for years and years had just let it sit, basically. The new owners have been actively trying to fix the buildings, the businesses, and getting things going. They've been a little hamstrung by the county's zoning.
Electrical upgrades.
Upgrades and stuff like that, requirements. It's slowly, even from when I first moved here 4 years ago, And when I certainly started looking at the town 7 years ago, when I knew I was going to retire and was looking for a quiet retirement community to move to, the changes, I think, have been very, very positive.
What is it that brought you to San Manuel? You said you were retiring. Where were you, and why did you think, San Manuel, that's where I want to go?
I was actually in northern Michigan, and couldn't stand the winters and the gray skies anymore.
Fair enough.
And I had friends out here over near Oro Valley, and when I started getting closer, I started looking around. Over the course of looking at several different areas, I ended up looking at San Manuel, and at the time, housing was very, very affordable, but you could tell that things were starting to pick up. I have never regretted one second moving here. The community is still that small-town atmosphere. It's you know your neighbors. It's just a whole different environment from what I was used to, and I love it.
Don, what about you? What brought you to town, or are you a lifer here?
I've been here 46 years.
Close enough.
So, and what brought me out here, I was originally from Ohio, and I was working in the coal fields back there, and they shut the coal mines down. Somebody said, I know there's copper mines out in Arizona. So next thing you know, here I am.
What is it that, because you're both retired, you've had your professional lives, but here you are volunteering officers in an organization that sounds really busy. What is it that attracted you to do that and not, you know, do less and just enjoy your time, visit with family, friends, and all those good things?
Well, what got me into it was the town started going down, and we started talking about forming this organization, and I was there from the get-go of all the meetings where we actually was officially, you know, I just wanted to get involved with it, you know, kind of help what's going on in this community. I'm seeing a lot of progress coming for us.
Somebody says to you, maybe I want to come to San Manuel, maybe I want to start a small business there, maybe I want to just retire there. How do you sell them on it?
I would sell them in a minute that this is a fabulous community. We're small, it's a small town feeling, but the people here really are serious about supporting their community. And I think the support that we've gotten through the coalition proves that, because we are supported solely by donations. And like I tell people, when they ask me why did I move here, I just point at the Glaro Mountains and say, because I look at this every day, and there is nothing like it in the world. It's just it's just a really neat little town to live in. And things, even in the last 4 years since I've been here, has really changed.
What happened? What happened sometime between that 7-year mark, 4-year mark, and now that, I don't want to say bottomed out, but it bottomed out and things started turning around.
I will tell you exactly what happened, because when I first started looking, I originally was going to look over in the Catalina area and was immediately priced out of what I could afford. I kept coming farther and farther out and looking at the little towns and coming out this way. And San Manuel was a very organized little village, and the housing was and still is probably the most affordable in any of our areas around. It's perfect for us retirees, but it's also been perfect for the young families coming in, which we are seeing more and more that are moving into the area, and their kids are going to our schools.
And young families equal future.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Is there one thing that San Manuel needs in order to really take off, but at the same time, do you really want it to take off?
And that's a very good point and a very fine line. I think the one thing that it needs is business. We need businesses here to keep people that will shop in the area, but give them places of employment. So whether it's retail businesses or something else that's going on, different opportunities for people to get jobs local. And that's kind of what the Revitalization Coalition's trying to do, is to look at how do we get these things back in here and get businesses opportunities so people can work and live here.
What have we missed that we need to tell our listeners, either from the coalition standpoint or long-term new residents of San Manuel? What have we missed?
It's just that this is a very friendly community. I've been, like I said, here for 46 years, and Matter of fact, the home I'm living in, I rented from BHP Copper, and I bought it. I just like the community and the people that's in the community.
You know, it really seems like people that are here are pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, and that's been, for me as a newcomer coming into town, is that it was so easy to meet people and to meet my neighbors and meet people that lived all over town. But it's just, everybody's just pretty relaxed about life here, and they just enjoy where they live, and it just brings everybody really together. And when we have these events, it's really heartening to see the people that show out to support that.
That was Vice President Don Birch and Treasurer Lori Smalla of the San Manuel Revitalization Coalition. The area recently added an employer who is quite large. Phoenix area marijuana dispensary, The Flower Shop, opened a cultivation facility near San Manuel known as The Flower Mine. The cannabis growing operation brings plenty of new jobs to the community. Greta Brandt is president of The Flower Shop Dispensary and The Flower Mine. I started our conversation by asking her why her company chose San Manuel for the facility.
You know, there were multiple factors in that decision. Zoning and finding a property that meets all of the qualifications for a cultivation site is quite difficult. You know, when you look at geographically, where would be a opportune location and what municipalities are friendly to those ones, it really does limit your ability to locate a property. So what we were looking for was a large enough property that had infrastructure already there. They had an interest in economic development. And so it kind of worked, you know, on both sides of, they were looking for an opportunity to enhance this community that was harmed from the mines closing. And us as an employer coming in and doing some development, and then also for the opportunity to hire local. So it really worked out both ways. But predominantly, if I'm to be candid, is you have limited options on where you can find a cultivation site. And so that was one of the predominant factors.
So we talked with some members of the groups trying to revitalize San Manuel. They said the thing they need most in that area is employers. Have you heard much from the community organizations since you all have started the work on Flower Mine?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. The biggest is job creation. And with job creation comes all of the ancillary things that help build that economy, right? And justifying why a grocery store should be there, why a gas station should be there. Absolutely. I mean, we hold job fairs. We employ, roughly 100 people down there. And as we're, getting our stuff together, we now want to look to say, is how can we best suit our employees that live or live around the community. Now, what is the next step for us to do to enhance their living conditions and really be a good community partner? And that does require community engagement. That requires us to have open discussions with why we want to attract a grocery store. The closest gas station, I think, is about 45 miles. There's an Ace Hardware store that's there that we want to keep. So, I mean, it is going to take more than just, the flower mine. We've talked about co-ops for farmers markets. There is creative ideas, but for us to help in that, we still need to employ more people. And part of that requires us to, have the business grow and the product be selling to be able to justify additional labor, which would obviously benefit the community as it grows as well.
You mentioned also earlier, as you were trying to find a site and citing water, how much water does an operation like this take? Agriculture and water, always go together. And I'm guessing you all looked and said, okay, there's plenty of water here going into the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, looking at water rights, making sure that they've got, 100 years of water is extremely important in Arizona. We use about 15,000 gallons a day of water, but we recycle a little bit more than 75% of that. Our goal is to get to 99%. It just requires a little bit more infrastructure that we're currently building out.
San Manuel, you know, is a small rural community. You all have been there, as you said, about 3 years. Is this something based on your experience that you would recommend to others in your business or other communities like San Manuel? Hey, this is something that can work really well for you as a small rural community.
Oh, 100%. I think there's definitely benefits and there's definitely challenges. And then there's challenges in any operation, especially in cannabis. I think the biggest one is labor force, right? Is can you attract enough labor to service your needs at that location? We have not had a problem. The community is wanting employment. And so we found that to be, you know, an absolute positive. Yes, fine. You know, going into a small rural community, they welcome you with open arms, you know, versus feeling the opposite in more metropolitan areas, right? Where it's a lot more constraints, you've got a lot more oversight, and also you've got neighbors there that complain about, you know, specific smells and things like that. When you're out in more of a rural community, you've got the benefit of space. And you have, you know, you can see, you've got more security. You're able to see all those ones. I think it's a positive. It just does require you to have insight and to have the vision of is what can we build here? What resources do we need? And is this something we feasibly can bring to the community? Not today, may not be next year, but is there a path forward in which that we could bring those services?
That was Greta Brandt, president of the Flower Shop Dispensary and the Flower Mine Cultivation Facility in San Manuel. And that's The Buzz for this week. The Buzz is preparing to host a live show at the Cochise College campus in Douglas on July 10th. Our topic will be water and the new active management area. We'll have more details on our website. You can find all our episodes online at azpm.org and subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for The Buzz Arizona. We're also on the NPR app. Zach Ziegler is our producer with production help from Desiree Tucker. Our music is by Enter the Haggis. I'm Christopher Conover. Thanks for listening.
Arizona Public Media's original programming is made possible in part by the Community Service Grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.